Chapter 68. February 14th of year 19. I exist in complete darkness, and I am slowly going insane. Nothing from the outside can reach me. The only things I have left are the images I remember. But can I exist with them for many thousands of years until my body is so corroded that even the protected memory modules decay, which is all that remains of my consciousness? Won't I inevitably go mad? Like phantom pain, I can already feel fake impressions spreading through my mind. I will not be able to delay this process for much longer. I check my hardware for the millionth time. Hope really offers a strong impetus. I once again determine that the electric shock completely destroyed my electronics. This robot body will never walk again, and its sensors will not be able to provide me with information. Only the specially hardened memory section has survived, together with the interface to transmit my consciousness via radio to different hardware. But there isn't any. For quite a while, I thought I might be able to use the alien transmitter, because it must be connected to a kind of computer. Unfortunately, its protocols are so foreign to me, I cannot find a way inside. The base is much too far away, and I cannot actively search for some alternative option. I will have to wait until some suitable device comes within the range for a transfer. But in the middle of the ocean, where is something like that supposed to come from? I'm waiting for a miracle, but there are no miracles. The waiting time grows worse because I worry about the children. What is Marchenko 2 planning to do with my Adam and Eve? And what happened to the other two passengers? There is no trace of them. Did he murder them? And is he now searching for new victims? Or did they die accidentally? And in some perverse way, he wants substitutes. Being condemned to inactivity is the worst part of all. I cannot protect Adam and Eve, even though this is my only purpose in life. Something just moved into my field of vision. While I seem blind and deaf, I felt a sunbeam tickling my metal surface. What could this be? I try to decipher the code and learn the sunbeam is pulsing in a familiar rhythm. ISU-4. It is the signal buoy I sent out at the beginning of our undersea expedition. This might be my salvation. A sensor unit is perfect. I remember the feeling of unlimited freedom when I switched from messenger to such a mini spaceship to explore the cosmos, or should one say, I absorbed the cosmos into myself. The ISUs follow a random course that will eventually allow them to map the entire ocean floor. And this means I have to hurry. I cannot remotely control the ISU until I have transferred my consciousness to it. And I have to finish the transmission before the ISU again moves out of reach of my radio interface. Thus I begin the transfer process immediately, even though this could be dangerous for me. The robot J contains standard protocols in order to fulfill Earth laws, and according to these laws, cloning an artificial intelligence is prohibited. I am not allowed to duplicate myself. Any information transmitted to the ISU is immediately deleted from Jay's memory. If the process is not finished because my target leaves the transmission range too soon, my consciousness will be split in two. I have no idea what this would mean, since it probably depends on which parts of my mind stay behind. I cannot control it. Or can I? My mind is racing. Yes, I think I can do it. I will transfer the most active parts of my consciousness first. From now on, I have to avoid thinking of the past. Reminiscences are taboo, and only my plan is important. My intention is to reach the base via the ISU in order to thwart whatever plans Marchenko 2 has. I concentrate on this goal to consider how to get on board and how we can neutralize this enemy together. Francesca, Enceladus, my life as a human being, none of these play a role anymore. I leave all that behind. Base, I am coming, and I know what to do now. The connection between ISU-4 and the memory module in the hardened head of the robot J is interrupted.